Are you still on the fence about coming to the retreat?
Well, I hope I can get you off that fence because let me tell you, I am so excited about being there. I'm so excited for so many reasons. So let me just tell you why. You know, it's going to be great to be there, to be with like-minded believers, but it's also going to be great to have some of that alone time with the Lord. You know, I also expect Him to do a work in me. I expect that when I leave there, I'll be prepared to be a conduit, to be used by Him, to be used to reach the generations in my family. So I don't know about you, but I plan to be there, and I hope that I will see you there too.
Okay, we are back with the Teachable Woman podcast. I am Reverend Michelle Oz,
And I am Reverend Deanna P. Cherry.
and we are teachers
Teachers
of
do
good
good things.
things.
Amen.
Amen. All right, we have been sharing with you from the Everyday Woman. We've talked about how wonderfully handcrafted we are. We have talked about the fact that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. We've talked about how important it is to organize our lives. And in this session, we're going to just give you some tips that we have learned over the years and share them.
Okay, and I have been charged to start first because she's in charge and I'm not. My tip number one to all of the beautiful women out there who are handcrafted by God, the most important thing you can do for yourself is to respect yourself. And that means that you're to have high regard with esteem for yourself. And so, in line with what we've been sharing, when we respect ourselves, oftentimes that'll keep us from wanting to do things to try to enhance ourselves in a way that might not be best for us. So respect yourself. You are who you are by the grace of God. And you don't have to change to please or to satisfy any man. And then the second thing I want to share with you is always set a standard for yourself. Make sure that you know what you will do and what you will not do. And I used to always teach the women at From the Heart Church Ministries, know why you do what you do, but you should also know why you don't do what you don't do. Because otherwise, if you're not set in why you do the things you do and why you don't do the things that you don't do, you will not be able to keep that hard, firm course that you set for yourself. And the third thing I want to remind you or to encourage you to do is don't compromise. Don't compromise. Do not ever lower your standards to please or to appease. And I think I'm going to stop right there with those three things. Respect yourself, set a standard, and don't compromise. Don't ever lower your standards to please or to appease. Take it away.
All right. Those are wonderful. I love the first one that you shared, to
Respect
respect
yourself.
ourselves.
Yes.
And that means to have regard for ourselves. And
Regard.
oftentimes we are so busy as women. We have so many things on our to-do list, whether we wrote it down or it's rolling around in our heads. There's just so many things that we try to accomplish in a given day or a given period of time. And we leave ourselves off the list oftentimes
Yes.
because we're so busy in the service of others. So taking the time to respect me enough to care for me, taking the time to respect me enough to, even if I'm alone, cook a nutritious meal for me. If I would do it for someone else, why not respect me and the temple that has been entrusted to me enough to cook a nutritious meal for myself? And many people say, well, you know, I don't want to eat alone, or I don't want to go through all that just for me, but it's
Why
you.
not?
Right. That's what we say about China. You know, I have some, and during major holidays, it gets washed, it comes out, everybody's using it. We're using the china, we're using the silver. And the children are, no, why do we have to do this? Because we have them. And yeah. we are maximizing what we have. We're not going to keep buying paper plates every time a major holiday comes because you don't want to wash dishes, right? Same thing. Don't want to put the energy in for self. And so as we walk through this process of life and respecting ourselves comes on a lot of different levels. And taking care of ourselves has to become a major priority. I will be the first one to say I am guilty prioritizing so many other things and other people beyond myself. And even working ridiculous hours, 12, 14 hours a day, to the point that I can do very little to care for me. Mm-hmm. And it's actually a lack of regard for who God created me to be. He has trusted me with this temple. I'm a steward over it. And whenever I disregard the stewardship, it's not going to be good.
Right.
The outcome is not going to be good.
Right.
Whether it's mental, whether it's physical, whether it's emotional, and even if it's spiritual, the outcome is just not good when I'm not a good steward over the works of his hands, if you will. Right. And so respecting yourself comes on so many different levels. And it's not just making sure that if someone offends you, you know, you make sure you get the quote respect you deserve, but you have to respect you and regard you.
Well, thank you for that, because it's, my little definition here said, respect yourself to regard with esteem. And I'm going to, because this is unscripted, so we're going to be honest. That is the last thing I have been doing for myself. And you just tore it down for me. Let me tell you something. Now, all of you out there who are listening, this is so unscripted. But if you think I have regard for myself, when and if I do occasionally fix myself something to eat, I'm going to be totally honest with you. I heat it in one pan. And when it's heated, I take the pan to the table and I eat out of the pan. And as long as my belly is satisfied, I have shown no special attention to me, no plate, not even a paper plate. You know, you really took the number one thing that I put there and stomped me with it.
It was not my intention, but I do thank you for sharing. Eat out of your pan, whatever makes you happy.
That is so funny.
You
know, I was such a Martha. Like, Martha was the helper in the scripture, the worker, the domestic person. And I think I was such a Martha for so many years serving my husband that now I'm just glad to heat it, eat it, and go to bed.
Eat it, and go to bed. All right. Okay. Well, free yourself, whatever needs to be done. Listen, you did that for a lot of years. And so you deserve a break today. As the slogan for McDonald's.
Right.
You deserve a break today, right?
That was so funny. You were talking and I was just laughing and laughing and laughing. I'm like, I need to listen to this woman and do what she's telling me to do for me.
For you. I remember when I signed up for a class that I wanted to take for me. And I remember getting my certificate for attending 100 classes in X number of months. I was excited. But it was just something for me. It was out of a regard for myself. It was a Pilates reformer class that I was taking. I was there at either 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock in the morning, and I went 6 days a week. I did that for me. I tried all the other different kinds of, you know, workouts and things. And this was just, this was my speed, you know, and, but it was for me. And I remember how interesting and different the feeling was to invest in me, because I had been so used to investing in others.
Yes.
In my marriage, in the ministry, in my family, in my children, in my church, in my organization, in. And I was the last person on the list.
Yes.
And I remember some years ago, you and I talked about, as women, we often go on automatic. You know, we're like a washing machine, just set the cycle and let it roll, you know? But God wants us to be engaged. And to be present and to be accountable.
Mm-hmm.
And those moments that we keep pushing ourselves on the back burner, it's like we're not present.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's like we are not regarding ourselves in a way that our Heavenly Father would want us to regard ourselves.
Mm-hmm. That's
a
true.
Care for us.
Yeah, but on a more serious note, but I just have to share that because I, you know, but on a more serious note, respect yourself to regard with esteem. And when I step outside of the environment of where I'm living, when I'm at our winter abode, I always seek to carry myself in such a way that my very presence makes a difference. And I notice when I even go to our restaurant out where we live, out where I live, I'm sorry, he's gone.
Okay.
Even I know when I go to the restaurant, very seldom does anyone who live out here, who are kind of like associates, very seldom does anyone ever call me by my name. And that's because I really keep those standards high. I'm not your friend. I'm a neighbor. I'm living out in this development where we're all living together. But I never want anybody to think that I'm friendly, but I don't want you to think that you can talk to me in any kind of a casual way. And so I'm very thankful for how I do carry myself. And that in that way, my self-respect is it's right on. But in terms of being home in this place by myself and preparing something for me, it's not so. But nobody knows, so don't tell anybody.
Well, you blew that one. You blew that one wide open. So all your podcast listeners and everyone that they share with will know. But it's good fun and it is okay. There's no condemnation in anything that we share. We are not judging one another. We are just sharing that it is so important.
Yes.
For you beautiful women to care for yourself.
Yes.
Make time for you. Relax in ways that enrich you. You know, sometimes we say, well, I'm going on this trip to relax. But all that it took to get to the trip and all the travel that it took to, you know, and then when you get there, this itinerary that's packed, and then you get back and you're exhausted, you didn't enrich you.
Right.
You may have had some experiences, but now you need a vacation from the vacation so you can relax.
Right.
But we can find moments in each day that we can slow down and we can focus on our Creator.
Yes.
And
yes.
Just take some time and become one again with Him. God, I acknowledge you.
Yes.
I recognize that I've been so busy about this day that I have not done my due diligence as your daughter. And so as my Heavenly Father, your daughter is, I'm stopping right now, God, because you deserve this time and so much more.
Yeah.
And I just want to fellowship with you How do you want to lead, guide, and direct me today? What would you have me to do? What don't you want me to do? I'm still. And in this moment, speak.
And, you know, that is such a beautiful thing and such a wonderful way to fellowship with God and to talk to God. And that very much is like how I talk to God. You know, I pray. I get on my knees and I pray. But I fellowship with God all day long in one way or the other. I take swimming classes every day, water aerobic classes every day. And, you know, I'm listening to the instructor and all, but I'm communing with God. I'm looking up. I see a bird fly by. I see trees that are blooming. You know, that's quiet time for me. I'm in the public with other people, but that's quiet time for me. And, you know, I think it's good to let people know that you don't have to stay down on your knees for 2 hours a day, but I communicate with God all day long. And that is really my primary fellowshipping with him now. And it works, you know, it works. Last week I had some decisions to make and I didn't get down on my knees and say, you know, God, please lead, guide, direct my path. But I said, please lead, guide, and direct my path. And so while I'm driving, I'm like, speak to my heart, Lord. Show me what you'd have me to do. May I glorify you in this. I don't want to do anything that's not pleasing to you. So I think it's good for us to know that there are other ways for us to keep that standard that we set. And we keep it by being in constant communication with God and giving him an opportunity. You know, when we speak to him, giving him an opportunity in those quiet times to talk back to us. And he talks to us sometimes through a scripture, through a song, through a preacher, sometimes through an ungodly person that you think don't even know him. They can oftentimes say things to you that will bless you. And you know that God is speaking. So
That's true. That's very, very true. That is true. And what a beautiful way to help us to pray without ceasing.
Yes.
Because we're in constant communication. And I can remember learning about that scripture. It's like, now how do you pray without ceasing? We got to go to work. We got to take care of children. We got to take care of our husbands. We have lives. How do you pray without ceasing? But you just explained exactly how it is. You're just in constant fellowship.
And acknowledging God an opportunity him in all of our ways. Yeah, acknowledging him in all of our ways. And our ways means whatever we do, wherever we go. You know, acknowledging him, and he will direct our path. So
excellent. That is wonderful. I cannot believe it, but we are at that mark again for time. Right. We did it. So you've got 30 seconds of power. Let her rip.
Okay. Remember, respect yourself. That's number one. If you don't respect yourself, neither will anyone else. It's crucial that you respect yourself. And I made lightly of it by saying that I don't do a formal sit-down dinner and stuff like that. But I always respect myself. I will not let anyone demean me or treat me less than a woman of God and a life giver. Set a standard and don't compromise that standard. You can do that. And that's so simple. Three easy things. Respect yourself, set a standard, don't compromise, don't lower your standard to please or to appease.
Amen. Thank you for that. And my 30 seconds are love God. And when you love God, that means you love his son, Jesus, who saved you. That means you love and are willing to accept the Holy Spirit that he has given to cause us to keep his commandments. When you love God, then and only then are you really able to love yourself. And when you love yourself the way God loves you, you're able to love the people that God created. The lovable and the unlovable, the likable and the unlikable.
Yes.
You're able to do those things. So love God first. And that means the entire Trinity. Love yourself. Make time for you. Respect you. care for you in the way that we often care for others. We spend so much time caring for other people, and then we leave ourselves on the back burner, and it causes us to not feel as though sometimes we are appreciated as much as we should be, because we poured so much into others and we want to see someone pour into us. Well, that's your job.
That's right.
And pour into yourself, love on you. So love God, love yourself, and then love the people that God created. Amen.
Amen.
Well, that is all for this podcast. We thank you so much for listening. We are so excited on our next session. We're going to talk a little bit more about our retreat, a little bit more about what we want you to expect when you come to the retreat, and get ready. All right.
Get ready.
We love you. Thank you.
God bless you. Bye.
100%. Hello. We are so excited to have you as part of our podcast community. Thank you so much for listening. We want you to be notified every time there is a new episode. Go to our website at teachablewoman.com, scroll down and join the mailing list. Hit the button subscribe and you will be notified whenever there is a new episode. Thank you so much for listening. Bye. Ladies, we hear your heart and we felt your prayers. We thank you so much for sharing with us. For your convenience, we have set up the retreat registration for 2-part payments, and it's available on the website right now. That's right, 2 equal payments of $150 each. All payments must be completed by June the 1st of 2024. So go check out our website at teachablewomen.com. And just before you check out, you'll have the option to have 2 equal payments. We are so excited that you're making preparations to be with us, and we are excited to be with you. Have a blessed day. Bye.